Well, we have some big news at the Progressive Magazine this year. We have just hired a new publisher. And I am really excited to introduce him to you here at Bob Fest. He is very familiar to Bob Fest attendees because he's been part of this fest for a long, long time. He's also very familiar around the city of Madison because he's been at WORT Radio for 30 years, keeping things going there. Norman Stockwell, our brand new publisher at the Progressive Magazine, has mentored a generation of young journalists, including Jeremy Scahill, who took part in our film fest last night at the Barrymore Theater. He is beloved to a lot of people, as I find more and more as I travel around the country and I bump into people who congratulate me on hiring Norm, because even though he has deep community journalism roots and he is always on hand to fix a mic, or I think he put this duct tape down here. He also has a long and deep history in the national and international progressive movements, and his writings have appeared in national and international publications, and he's very, very well connected. And most of all, Norm is a movement guy. He's dedicated to the progressive movement, and he is all about building this movement and the values that we represent. So we feel really lucky to have Norm. And he comes up to me and talks about Norm. I'm amazed by how many people this man knows. I think it was Tom Hayden who said, "I see him everywhere, and he always has a tape recorder." So please join me in welcoming Norm Stockwell.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's great to be at Fighting Bob Fest, and it's great to be on the staff of the Progressive Magazine with a 107-year-old tradition, starting with this guy, Fighting Bob La Follette, and going through not that many editors and publishers over its lifetime, but it's great to have Ruth Conniff now, the first ever female editor of the Progressive Magazine in its 107-year history. Although Belle Case La Follette did her share of the magazine, let me tell you, when Fighting Bob was there as well. Well, we've got a lot of exciting plans coming up for the Progressive Magazine. We're firmly committed to a print magazine and keeping print alive. We think it's very important. But we also fully understand the importance of the digital world. And we're coming up with a new website later this year. We're expanding our digital offerings of the magazine. You can get a digital-only subscription for a very affordable $10 right now. And you can also, as a special deal at this Fighting Bob Fest, and there's these postcards here. This one says Sean Michael Dargan on it. You can fill out this card, and you can get a year's subscription of the print magazine delivered to your home for $15. Plus, you get the current September issue, which is out right now, which is all of Ruth's coverage of the conventions and a lot of other great stuff. And then you can also get our calendar, Hidden History of the United States, which is just out, hot off the presses, the 2017 edition of the calendar. And it's got all kinds of great information about different dates in U.S. history over the past couple of centuries. So check it out. And the Progressive Table right over here has information and books and bobbleheads and T-shirts and all kinds of great stuff. The next issue of the magazine is coming out in about 2 weeks. This is what it looks like. And this issue features in it a comic book by our next speaker. The best democracy money can buy is a brand new film, it's a brand new book, and it's a brand new comic, and we've got a sampling of it in here. We'll have more of it in the future. But it was really exciting for us to bring Greg Palast's new film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, to the Barrymore on Thursday night. We premiered it. He told me it was the second to final edition because he's still got one more edit to do before it actually is released in New York next week. But you got to see it here in Madison first. We showed another little clip of it last night at the Barrymore, and now we're really pleased to welcome to the stage here at Fighting Bob Fest, in person, Greg Palast, investigative reporter for the BBC, The Guardian, good friend of mine, and
Rolling Stone and Progressive.
And Rolling Stone and the Progressive, Greg Palast.
No, you shouldn't give me a standing ovation before I speak, because you don't know what the hell I'm going to say. Come on. Come on. Thank you, Norm. Okay? Fighting Norm. Okay? Who's going to take the progressive. He's skipping the 20th century. He's going right to the 21st century from the 19th. He's going digital. And you'll get both the print and digital versions of my comic book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. Or you can just, if you can't handle a comic book, you can just wait for the movie, which comes out next week. How many of you saw the movie? All right, so you know. I'm not going to use any of the jokes then from the movie. I want this. I only have a few minutes, so I want to tell you this. Very important. And I, you know, you knock him, but the guy is right. Donald Trump says this election's rigged. And he should know because his buddies are rigging it. Okay? And here's how. Because people didn't listen to the second part of his statement. And am I clear? Can you guys hear me? Raise your hands in those back seats there. Okay. Yeah. So the second part of his speech was, the election's rigged because people are voting many, many times. People are voting many, many times. Now, Donald, are you kidding me? If you vote more than once in a single election, you go to the slammer for 5 years. So how many people are voting twice? What's going on here? Is this true? And so it turns out, in fact, his GOP buddies, the guy who is his advisor on immigration, you know, his advisor on immigration, the guy who told him how to muscle Mexico into paying for the wall, right? So this guy has come up with the list. They created a list of people who have voted twice in a single election. Now, I called them. This is Secretary of State of Kansas. His name is Chris Kobach. I called down. Yeah, some of you know. And then there are 30 Republican secretaries of state, little Catherine Harris's, who all have lists of people who voted twice, created by Trump's guy. So I said, give me the list. I want to know who these skanky criminals are. And they said, we can't. In fact, in Virginia, they removed 41,000 people already for voting twice. I said, wow, how many did you arrest? It's a crime. They said, none. They said, we can't find them. I said, wait, they're registered to vote. You got their address and stuff. They show, no. Okay, so something's wrong here. So then I call Carolina. I go down to Carolina. I go to Georgia. I go all over red America. And no one would give me these lists. It was confidential because it's a criminal investigation. It's confidential. You can't have these lists palaced. But you know, I'm something called an investigative reporter. Take a look. The last one, you can take a picture. With Jeremy Scahill. But so as an investigative reporter, as soon as they say the word confidential, you can't see the list. I get the list. Now, wait, hang on here. This is like a magic trick. If I go like this, it gets longer. Now, this is about, you know, 60 names of these skanky double voters. The whole list has 7.2 million. Million suspects, people suspected of double voting or registering twice to vote, twice in this election. 7 million people, and they've got the evidence. Now, why haven't they arrested them? Well, here's some of the list. I mean, I got them. I actually got the secret list, and I went and met these people. I went and met people on this list to confront them with their double voting ways. There was one. There's a listed voter in Mississippi named Willie Mae Nelson, some lady. And apparently she votes a second time as a guy named Willie Nelson. And so I found this guy. He's got a bus, so he clearly can vote in many states. He lives on a bus. He's got pigtails. So that's why he can act like he's a double, you know, he can get away with this. I said to him, is that how you get away with it, with the pigtails, to be Willie Mae? And he kept giggling. He voted 15 times, according to this list. I'm not kidding you. This is really true. It's in my film. And he confessed. He confessed to the whole thing. But he kept giggling through the whole interview, you know, when I was confronting him. So I had some doubts about it. So I did ask him. I just said, are you smoking something? And he said, aren't you? That's Willie Mae. But here's some. I'm going to read you. And this is just a typical of the list. A lot of people named, there's a whole clan of people named Michael Brown. Michael Craig Brown of Georgia voted a second time as Michael Ralph Brown of Virginia. Michael Jerome Brown voted as Michael Joseph Brown. Michael Alexander Brown voted as Michael Anthony Brown. Michael Patrick Brown voted as Michael Scott Brown. Now, Michael Brown is not a common name for a Republican. Maria Cristina Hernandez, supposed to be Maria Isabel Hernandez. Hernandez, Michael Brown, the entire Jackson 5. James Brown voted, he's got a new bag, he voted 288 times in Georgia with various middle names. Junior and senior, father and son are supposed to be the same voter. That's their list. It's a joke, it's a laugh, except that these people are losing their votes. We had statisticians take a deep dive into this. And what did they find? They said, one, the list is a joke. 2 million names have mismatched middle names. Hundreds of thousands of juniors and seniors are supposed to be the same person. And they're supposed to use Social Security numbers, and exactly zero of the Social Security numbers matched. None. It was a lie. Okay? Why would they lie? Because they want to be taken off these names. Because the other thing that our statistician said is it's overwhelmingly minority voters. In fact, ready? 1 in 7 African Americans, Asian Americans, and Hispanic Americans, 1 in 7 in these Republican states, in these 30 states, 1 in 7 people are on this list. 1 in 7 voters of color apparently vote twice. That's what they say. And what they're doing is removing him. State of Ohio, I was there, where they said that Donald Alexander Webster Jr. was, they were taking away his vote because he supposedly voted in another state as Donald Eugene Webster Sr. Now, this is what's happening in North Carolina, in Ohio, in Arizona, in Georgia. Does this smell like something? What's going on here? You just heard about the difference between bigotry and racism, okay? This is something you all, this is the new Jim Crow. Except instead of Jim Crow, he's now Dr. James Crow, systems analyst. This is lynching by laptop. This is going from white sheets to spreadsheets. So I'm gonna ask you now, what are you gonna do about it? Here's what you're gonna do about it. You're gonna have to get a comic book. Okay, America's in crisis, so you're also going to have to watch a movie. I just made a movie. It comes out next week. It's called The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. It follows me on my investigation for Rolling Stone, and I get help from not only Willie, and I get fooled. Rosario Dawson is Maria Cristina Hernandez and Maria Isabel Hernandez, until I out her as the head of Voto Latino. I get some help on the investigation from... I fall asleep at a bar. It's happened to me. And I'm watching Law & Order, and I wake up, and the guys pop out of the screen, Detective Munch and Ice-T, pop out of the screen to help me on the investigation. So some of it, if those of you who've seen it know, there's an awful lot of laughs. But if you don't leave angry, I've made a mistake, because you're ready to do something. But right now, what I need you to do is go see a 4-minute film, because I showed this evidence. I put it in Rolling Stone. I put it on Al Jazeera. And the reaction was, yeah, vote suppression. vote suppression. When they steal your car, they don't call it car suppression. What is this vote suppression stuff? Okay? Let's call it what it is. It's racist vote theft. Election theft. Okay? Let's get this straightened out. They ain't suppressing. They're shoplifting. And I gave this material, so I got a call from the dean of the Congressional Black Caucus, Alcee Hastings, and Keith Ellison, who will be here later, is a member of the Black Caucus. He's seen this material too, and here's what they've said. Alcee Hastings used to be a federal judge, and he says, this isn't vote suppression, Palast. This is a crime. They took away the Voting Rights Act of 1965, but they took away key elements, but they never took away the criminal aspects. Never. So, he said, it's time to not just stop this game, but to put the gamesters in prison. Okay? So that means, but he's asked us all to sign a petition, which my name, and we have Ray Santiago, we have Medea Benjamin, and others on this petition. We have quite a rainbow coalition of a posse ready to take these guys down. Go to gregpalast.com. I want you to watch a 4-minute film about cross-check. Some of you saw it last night. I want you to watch that 4-minute film, and then I want you to sign the petition, and I want you to sign up to see the film. Look where the film will be. And if you don't see it in your city, just send me a note. We will arrange for a theater to show it in your town. This is important. This is how we get together, okay? This is how we get together. Now, we have a problem, and I want to recognize that we are in Wisconsin, where there's particular problems. They're thinking of joining the cross-check program, so your action's needed right now. But, you may recall a Governor Walker here. Actually, you didn't recall him, so. And he was helped by two of the guys I have who star in my film. There are three, the brothers Koch and little brother Billy. I have a tape of him ratting on his brothers. And I played for the first time ever. But, we just have to accept, here in Wisconsin, for example, you can use an ID to vote. You need a picture ID. That is, you can't use a school ID, but you can use your gun ID. So guns, not books. I love uneducated armed people. No, don't worry. I mean, we do have to, there's a lot of excuses. There's a lot of false information, a lot of ugly stuff, but we do have to accept, which is why we have to keep our names on that voter roll, because I'm a statistician, and if you look at the demographics, it turns out that statistically Wisconsin has 41.2% assholes, and just have to, it's a statistical term. So you may call them dickwads or dangerous narcissists. And don't worry, there's really no danger because you can recognize them. They wear these little red hats, except for the Wisconsin ones, the W ones. Okay, but here's what I want you to do. Sign the petition, catch the movie, go to gregpalast.com, please. Find out where it is. I need you to sign that petition to show your solidarity. And I want you to have solidarity with the Progressive magazine. Get the comic book, for God's sake. The comical story of the ruling class here. And what I want you to do, this is very important. If you don't support the Progressive, you should sign up right now. They have a special deal. It's on sale. The truth is on sale. If $10 and you can get a digital subscription. So great. And it really, the cartoons really pop in the digital. Don't worry about Trump, because all you have to do is build a wall around him and make him pay for it. But what I want you to do is support Progressive. Because if you don't support the Progressive, you know what's left for the American people, and that's the regressives. So thank you so much for being here. I will be signing my book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, brand new edition. If you have the old one, give it to your dog, and it's all brand new, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. I'll be signing those books. Thank you.
Greg Palast, thank you very much. And his book is back here at the Progressive Magazine table, which is the one right on the end here. It's the same place where you can get those bobbleheads and those T-shirts and also subscribe to the magazine. And speaking of tables, there's a lot of great tables out here, way, way too many to mention, but I did want to say something about a group that's doing support for the folks at Standing Rock in North Dakota. They are going to be taking some delegations out there to see what's going on firsthand. You probably heard that Amy Goodman from Democracy Now! Got an arrest warrant for trying to tell people what's going on firsthand in North Dakota. Also, the Green Party presidential and vice presidential candidates got arrest warrants.